Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to our call. I'm here with Jill Exler. I'm David Wolf, and we're here to talk a little bit about the use of self-publishing to boost your sales and really to boost your book sales. I'm here with Jill. Hi, Jill.
Hi, David. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. It's great to be with you. You're, you know, really an expert, and you're really pioneering a lot about how authors can think about doing their own projects in terms of publishing and the whole world of publishing. I'm relatively new to it, although I'm a veteran in the audio and sort of the digital domain. So this should be very interesting for our listeners to kind of get a feel for both your service as well as the adjunct of going digital with titles. So tell us about your site, and also about what led to the creation of Jexpo, JEXPO.com.
Sure. Well, what had happened was I had written a book and was looking for a publisher, and I got a few rejection letters, and I thought, you know, I'm going to self-publish it, because self-publishing is easy enough to do nowadays. But then my husband was transferred to Germany, and I woke up in the middle of the night and thought, how on earth can I sell my book myself from Germany? And of course, I looked at the internet. I couldn't find anything that really fit. I mean, anything I found took a very big cut, or it wasn't the right fit for me. And so I set up my own site, Jexpo, which is kind of a mix of my name, Jill Exler, and books.
And it's I love that.
Thanks. It's just a place where the self-published authors can just list and sell their books themselves. It's free to list a book, and we take 5% of whatever is sold each month.
So it's okay, and that's how you guys make money.
Yeah.
Okay.
And tell us about what you do.
All right, so about 6 months ago, I launched this service called Authors Digital, and it's really pretty much what it sounds like, what we do. Of course, my expertise is in the audio world, but I also have a network together so that e-books and audiobooks can be converted. And so it's a service, really a turnkey service for authors who want to take their book digital. Maybe they've already got a book in print and they want to convert it and make it available in the digital domain for download. Or it may be that they're writing a book and they have the manuscript ready but have decided to take it digital while they're taking it into print. Or maybe they just want to take it into digital altogether and not go to print at all. So there's a lot of different situations that can come up, Jill, but essentially it's a turnkey solution. We do house calls. That's one of the unique things about Authors Digital. And it's funny how it happened. I really tripped over the model. I got a call from an author named Michael J. Gallup up in Santa Fe, which is not far from where I live, and from the publisher. And I said, hey, can you go up to Michael's office and record in there? He's very busy, and you know, you'd like to not have to travel to a studio to do it. So it occurred to me that not only would this be convenient for the author, but it would also save a lot of costs, because when you go to a recording studio, you're really on a clock. And so the result of all this is I created a model for any author that wants to read their own manuscript. And by the way, if you don't want to read your own manuscript and record, you're not comfortable with that, we can put a voice, you know, a professional voice over actor in instead. Basically, they charge a day rate to do that for voice talent. But the point of all this is that it really saves you, and rather than being on the clock in a studio under pressure to read your title as an audio, I come into your office or your home studio or your home office, rather, and I produce the author reading their own book. And not all authors are comfortable with a microphone and all that. So I have a lot of years of experience producing talent. So I make it very comfortable. I have an empathetic style to really trying to get the best performance from the author of their material, Jill. So that's the essence of it. We have audio, and then we take care of all of the editing, the recording, the editing, the mastering, ready for downloadable. And then we also have resources to do ebook conversions for Kindle and the rest of the readers.
That's excellent. It sounds like you saw a spot in the market and you filled it and made it simple and easy for the authors to use. That's fantastic.
Yeah, thanks. It's an interesting application of my production, my history in production, and really having a good time. We've just finished about five or six so far this year, about three or four from Michael, and then another author named DJ Heckes, who just released her book on called Full Brain Marketing. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's really fun working with authors who have not been in front of a microphone, too. and getting them to feel, first of all, comfortable, and then really getting a true, good, authentic performance from them.
Excellent.
All right, great. So you have some tips to help authors when they're sort of asking, well, how do I get into this world of self-publishing? So maybe this would be a good time to talk about the tips that you have around the services you provide and around just the whole matter of self-publishing.
Thanks. Well, as an author, I know you spend hours researching, writing, and then self-publishing your book, and then you want to reap the benefit of selling it yourself, but sometimes people don't even know where to start. So I have come up with 5 simple tips to help you get started. First, figure out your market. To start selling your book, take the time to research your target audience. What I recommend is people get together with their family and friends who've read the book and work with them and try to help figure out who would be the best target market. And once you know that target market, look at the places that they shop and spend their leisure time. What media venues do they watch and listen to on a regular basis? And create a list of the groups you want to target until you know where to focus your marketing. Sometimes it sounds so simple to say figure out your market, but sometimes the author thinks, well, I just wrote a book. I don't know who is going to be the reader. But if you get with some family and friends who can show you directions you weren't thinking of. And second, spread the word. When you're ready to start selling, don't be shy. I get emails from people all the time saying, help, what do I do? And I say, you have to talk about your book all the time. Carry a copy of your book with you. Look for every opportunity to mention it. Send it to members of the local media. Sometimes this helps because it will help give you free publicity. They'll run an article about you or about your book, and that's fantastic. It's not something you have to pay for. Maybe partner with some various organizations to promote your book. Try giving presentations if you're a good speaker. Maybe issue a press release or give away copies of your book during a radio or TV interview. Get involved with a charitable activity. Another thing to think about is leave a copy of a book at the local bookstore or library. If a visitor picks up the book and reads it, they might want a copy of it, and the person at the counter can point them to you or sell the copy of your book there at the library or the bookstore. If you don't have time to publicize your book, consider hiring a freelance publicity expert to help you. This is a good thing, and you know, you probably also notice that some people just don't have the time to do it themselves. Like you were saying, some of the authors just, they don't want to read the book themselves, or they're nervous about it, or they don't have time. And you also provide that service, which is very helpful. Now, a third step is look outside of your initial target market. Start marketing to other groups, such as someone who would buy it as a gift, or a friend, or a coworker, or a family member. Maybe there's a business or an organization or group that is related to your book topic, and they can promote it. Try to let everyone, as many people as you know, as many people as possible know about your book. Offer discounts. Create events to draw attention to your book. They don't need to cost a lot of money. You just need to stress the benefit of your book and take the time and effort to plan promoting it. Step 4, take advantage of business relationships. This is such an easy idea, and some people just pass it right by. If you use an online publisher, advertise on their site. If you use a local printer, ask if you can leave a couple copies at their front desk. Now, this can work for all kinds of things. When I had someone print up some business cards for me, I said, can I leave a stack of business cards here? And the printer said, sure, because, of course, my company is working on books, and when people come in to have their books printed, I'm happy to leave a stack of my cards there. Visit local establishments and leave information about your book. If you're a regular customer, these businesses will probably be happy to help you promote it. When you prepare something to leave behind, think about things like a calendar, a bookmark, something that will be easy to advertise your book, and it will also be a benefit to the potential reader. You know, they'll keep looking at it. You may be able to partner with some various businesses and offer coupons and discounts. You can use your imagination, but keep the benefits with the customer in mind. The last step I'd say is to list your book online. It may sound obvious, but you really need an online presence to reach the broadest possible market and increase buzz about your book. In addition to posting your book for free on Jexpo.com, review your target audience and get information about your book posted on all the pertinent sites they visit. You can create a simple website, and don't worry, there are many services that offer cost-effective or free services for the authors. You don't have to be a technical genius. Exactly. It's helped me incredibly. And there are other things you can do free. For instance, I always tell everyone, get a Facebook and a Twitter account. They're both free about your and promote your book all the time. You can't imagine how many people you can reach. I reach so many people with my Twitter and Facebook account. With your online copy, make sure you stress the benefit of your book. Maybe provide customer testimonials, information about you and why you are different, or some information on why you have written your book. When your site is up and running, look at the free press release site and look for online organizations that will do a reciprocal link. So, you know, someone could be reading a book or a website with a subject that is a topic in your book, and maybe they can link right to it. Try to sell your book through as many venues as possible. One hot new trend is the audio version of your book. This is why your Authors Digital site comes into play.
Well, sure, and thanks, Jill. Those are some great, great pointers there. You know, and a lot of them are sort of intuitively obvious, but when you're immersed in the creativity of your own work, your book, you sometimes forget about the business context, and you're just really involved with the production of it and the creation of it. So it's really, really good, just mechanical, straight-ahead ideas to really leverage the platform. And I did want to sort of add to what you said, too, and I want to ask you, too. One of the things I've discovered, I interview a lot of authors on Small Biz America, and one of the things I've noticed is that, of course, when an author writes a book, they want to sell the book. But the other thing that happens is they become almost, the book becomes a platform for them. You mentioned business cards, almost like a business card or like a very, very elaborate brochure full of their content, their platform expressed in a book form. And so what I found, and tell me if you agree with this, is in many cases a book is not always the end. It's, of course, they want to sell the product, but it's often it creates platform for them in other ways. Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Some of the authors, their book, you know, it can actually take over their lives and the lives of people around them.
Right. But it really establishes them as an expert in their field. And so, you know, so I love it. And really, all the points you gave really kind of tie into that. You know, you're not just an author. You're really in the business of what you do and what you know about. And the book is an expression of that. So I'm loving that. And thanks for your toss, Joel. You know, I created Authors Digital, as we established earlier, more or less by accident. And it's been a learning curve for me as I've learned about the digital market. One of the things about doing a book in a digital format that's so different than doing it in print or in addition to print, which is usually the case, is that, you know, with digital economics, you've got this level of efficiency that you sometimes don't achieve with printing. Of course, there is print on demand now, and that's a whole other world, and you probably know a lot more about that than I do, but with the digital economics, you don't have returns. There's really no inventory. There's no shipping. So it's good for the from an economic standpoint. It's good ecologically because you're not dealing with shipping and paper and some of those other things. But you're still yet adding additional reach, additional market channels, additional revenues to your initiative, books and publish. So as a self-publisher, it's a really, really a good measure of efficiency. Going digital, and I think that's probably the biggest and pretty obvious advantage to adding digital releases to an existing print. The other probably number two would be the audiobooks and ebooks as well, but different in different ways. And I'll mention this. There's a level of portability. For audio, in that you can be doing other things listening while you're running or driving in a way that you couldn't if you were sitting with a printed book or even an ebook because you're just listening. So you're not held kinesthetically. I'll try that again. You're not held kinesthetically captive to reading a physical book. You can do other things while you're listening. So that's one of the things I think people like most about sort of experiencing stories or even nonfiction this way in the audio format. The other thing about audio, and particularly, of course, when the author reads their own book, is you get to hear the author expressing the material themselves, which is really kind of an exciting piece of all of this. From a production standpoint, I always recommend that an author, if they're comfortable with the process, do their own performance, because no one owns their material like they do. I just think that that's very powerful. Not everyone is comfortable. In fact, I recently had a situation where I had an author that had a little bit of a twang, and she was really, really, really nervous about the fact that she had a little bit of a, you know, kind of a Texas, North Carolina twang in her voice. But what I said to her is, this is how you really sound. It's really part of you. It's your brand. And, I mean, look at, like, a Dr. Phil. He's got sort of that thing going on, too. So I just said, you know, just show up as you authentically. You know, if it gets way over the top, I can always help direct you and produce you away from that if it feels like it's just too far. But ideally, I think a listener just wants to really hear the authentic author show up in an audio. So that's one of the things that at Authors Digital I really try to do, is get their authentic performance. So we talked about extending the reach. Different people consume information differently. Some like to read, which in the digital domain can mean an ebook, and some like to listen. So you're hitting your consumers in your marketplace in ways that a printed book alone can't hope to achieve. So that's a good thing. The other thing we do at Authors Digital that I'll mention is we interview the author as a part of our package. So these packages run between, you know, at the low end, $1,500 to $1,800. Plus travel, if there's travel involved for me to go to them, on up to $3,000 or $4,000, just depending on the complexity and the length of the book. So we take a look at the work and we see what's required and how long it is, how many days of recording. I say we're not on the clock, but we still have to sort of gauge, you know, how long is this going to take. But we're not on the clock, like, by the hour, which is so it's more of a project rate approach. So I hope that's helpful, and it allows everyone listening to kind of get a sense of how this works. Gil, did you have any questions? Do you think I covered everything?
I think you covered anything. That's really fantastic information. And, you know, because audio is so important for selling self-published books, we're happy to announce that Jexpo is now working with you through Authors Digital. Just go to our homepage at www.jexpo.com and click on the Authors Digital link. David,
I'm loving it. Yes, thank you so much for working with us on this. It's a great project.
Yeah. What are some of the things that we can find at the Authors Digital website?
Well, you'll get there's a very short video, which is, I'll say, it's rather promotional, so you can take a quick look at that. It's only about a minute or so long, and it's me explaining what we do. Then if you, really the homepage has most of the meat. What you can do, it shows you what we do and how we do it. And there's a lot of information there. There's nothing about pricing. That's really on an individualized basis, but it shows you what our approach is. We feature the author's interview. We produce the author in their place of business or their home office, or we can voice the book with a professional voice narrator. That's a preferred approach, and we decide collectively that we'd rather do it that way. I mentioned it's not our first choice, but we do that as well. And you just get all the information. It's really right there on the homepage. You don't have to dig really too deep. I have experience producing audio for radio, television, film. I've been in that business for about 25 years. So we pay very, very close attention to not only the recording quality, which is important, and it's also important to any retailer out there, including Jexpo, that, you know, whatever you're putting out there is of the highest quality. You always want that, no matter what you're doing, regardless of the way it's distributed digitally or printed or otherwise. The other thing that I should mention is that in some cases, we experience authors that are speakers, and they may want to sell these, actually have a physical version of the audio. Now, that's a little bit old school these days. There are still some requests that come up for it. So we can help an author that wants to do that do a sort of a duplication on demand model where you can order 50, 100, or 200 of your CDs in a set and have them available as you go to speaking engagements.
That is really fantastic and a great idea, David.
Thank you. Well, you know, listen, we're both innovators, so I really appreciate you and what you've done. I mean, the world is getting flat, right, Jill? I mean, the problem you ran into when really trying to take your book to market is, I'm sure it's ubiquitous to a lot of the authors that are out there. It also opens up the marketplace, much like happened in my world, in the world of radio or the way podcasting made everyone a broadcaster. It's really not possible through a service like yours, Jexpo, to for anyone to be a published author, and you're helping to enable them to have a voice in the market, and that's great stuff. Well, is there anything else we should add here, Joe?
No, I was just going to remind everyone of our website, authorsdigital@jexbo.com.
Jexbo.com is Jill's site, and everything you always wanted to know about self-publishing can be found there, and more. And then there's a link to authorsdigital.com from Jill's site, or you can go to authorsdigital.com and click on the Jexbo link. And that's a way to navigate one way or the other. You'll find us both and open your door to the world of self-publishing. Right, Jill?
Thanks. Yep, there are a lot of ways to start selling and increasing your income with self-published books, and we're both here to help. We hope we talk to you soon at Jexbo or Authors Digital. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thanks, everyone, for listening today. And by the way, I should mention that, Jill, can we give your email and maybe my email as well in case someone just had a direct question and they wanted to contact? Go ahead.
My email address is jill@jexbo.com, jill@jexbo.com.
Got it. And I am simply David@authorsdigital.com. David@authorsdigital.com. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We hope to hear from you soon.